Hello, podcasters. Your favourite show is about to start, but what if you could listen to it without having to worry about using data? Your exclusive podcast offer is here. Now that you've pressed play on us, head to ilovedata.com.au and get 50 gigs of data every month for $59.95. No contracts, no catches. ilovedata.com.au. Go on, open it up in your browser, and now you can catch up with the guys.
You can take this Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up to the North Pole if you like. But if you're looking for Santa, head to Santa's Magical Kingdom at Crown Pyramid. Starts December 2nd. Tickets from Ticketmaster.
In this catch-up, Will Anderson, Am I the Only One? And Damian Martin from the Wildcats. The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
It's a trip and I can bug out to it.
With Heidi Anderson, Will McMahon and Woody Whitelaw.
William Woods, I love this. Jennifer Garner has trolled the paparazzi. So, you know, she was married to Ben Affleck for years. A lot of people think that they might be back together, but everyone's been asking her about her relationship status with Ben.
Sure. Really? Anyway, after he slept with the nanny, which we've discussed.
Well, yeah, allegedly.
Sorry, yeah. Allegedly. Yeah.
We don't know if he has. But so people always want to know what's going on. Anyway, she was walking along the street. Paparazzi were all following her, asking her, how's your dating life? What's been happening? And she turned around and she said, Brad and I are dating. And they've turned, you're dating Brad Pitt. And she turned around and said, yeah. And then they left.
That's funny.
That's pretty funny.
Yeah, it's Dab Garner.
I want to know on 131060, the best story that you've used to avoid relationship questions. So you could be in a relationship. You could be single. So one of my girlfriends, she was telling me this story the other day that she knows a good family friend and he always brings this lady to every single family event, to dinner dates and stuff. Yep. Anyway, she's found out that they're actually not together, that he's paying her to be his date because he's sick of all the family asking when he was going to get a relationship.
Nice.
So now he's just paying her to be the woman that rocks up to dinner with him and they pretend that they're in a relationship.
So it's just like an escort sort of.
Exactly.
Just to stop the questions.
Just to stop the questions.
Perfect. All right, Happy Gilmore uses a pretty good one.
Yeah.
Whenever he's asked about his girlfriend, he's always like, oh, yeah, she's dead.
Yeah.
And it's just bang. Oh, terrible. And he has a different reason every time as to how she died. That's a great bit.
Does he use that through the whole movie?
Through the whole movie.
Oh, see, I've never seen it.
And he'll just bring it up randomly and be like, oh, my ex-girlfriend's dead, by the way. It's like, oh.
So, and everyone just shuts up.
So good story.
Yeah, and like, she's not dead, by the way. She's alive and well, I think, still. But yeah.
If you're single and you're being hounded about your relationship, maybe you've made up a story. We want to hear about it. Or maybe you're in a relationship and you don't want anyone to know about that.
Yeah, okay.
So give us a call.
Jade. Alias was a great TV show. Alias, if they brought that back, her TV career show would be back and Affleck would hook back up with her. Like, you're Alias again. Get in here. Jade from Highgate.
Alias.
How are you?
Hi, I'm well, guys. How are you?
Fantastic. Good. First question, were you a fan of Alias?
Look, I wasn't a huge fan, but my brother was. So through association, I guess I kind of had to watch it a lot.
Perfect.
Yeah. Great answer. That's not the question we're asking.
You watched it without liking it, though. How could you watch it without liking it, Jade?
Oh, I'm sorry to disappoint you guys.
That's all right. It's fine. Jade, let's get on to the question that Heidi's asking here. A story you bring up to avoid the relationship questions.
Yes.
I have had this a lot because a lot of my friends are in relationships, so it's just easier. Like, you know, when you meet new people and they're like, why are you single?
Oh, yeah.
I just, my favourite one is just to tell them that he's FIFO, so he's never around.
Oh, that's brilliant.
That's really good.
That's really smart. Does anyone ever want to meet him?
Yeah, but I'm just like, oh, he's on a like really high rotation. He's always up there for like 8 weeks, never gets seen.
That's really good.
Yeah, that's smart for people who living in Perth that want to avoid that.
Yeah, WA specific one, isn't it?
Yeah.
That's really good stuff here, Jade. We spent like a whole week last week trying to come up with a story to tell people that you were taken. Like,
oh, yeah.
That's problem solved.
Boyfriend's
FIFO, high rotation. Well, fantastic. Okay. Thanks very much for the call, Jade.
Jade.
Solved a lot of problems very quickly there.
You've been really good at it, though, in the past, Will, in your relationship. You know, when everyone's always asked you about what's going on with your relationship, like, is he dating her? Is she not? This is what you said on the show once.
I'm not technically in the single game anymore, so.
Were you? Weren't you? We don't know.
Yeah. Where is he? Is he an underground DJ? I don't know. Is he Skrillex?
Oh, what about now? Are you? Aren't you?
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
We're asking a question to you guys right now.
Heidi, Will and Woody's. I know I'm not the
only one. Simple, very simple concept. This one, you do something in your day or during your evening routine that you're just not sure that anybody else in the world does.
Mm.
And this can be as strange as you like. I mean, I actually spoke to someone the other day that said to me that they put blue tack on their teeth.
What? Why would they do that?
I've heard of that before. And well, then it feels like, clean after.
Yeah, and then they stick it on there and then they rip the blue tack off.
Mm.
What? So then it cleans your teeth instead of cleaning
your gaps.
Teeth?
Yeah, it gets in the gaps.
Well,
yeah.
Just get some...
Yeah, but like, yeah, I don't know.
I've done it before. It actually feels really nice. Bad taste, but...
How did you get that out of someone?
I don't know, but I remember talking to them and going, I reckon you're the only bloke in the world that does that. But there you go, Woody does it.
But you lick your teeth after and it feels clean as.
There you go.
It's really good.
So that it is interesting. It doesn't have to be involving your teeth. It can be anything you do. It might be something when you go for a run. Mm-hmm. I don't know. I actually have no idea. That's the great part about this segment.
Could it be something physical about you as well that you think no one else would
That's
have?
Right. You sniff your belly button.
Oh.
Yes, I'd have confessed that on the show before. But maybe like you have a... Oh, no, because three nipples are quite famous, aren't they? A few people have three nipples.
If you got three nipples...
Maybe you've got 12 nipples.
If you've got 12 nipples.
So it can be so random, anything. And you think, oh, God, I'd never want to tell anyone this. You can ring our radio show on 131060.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And confess.
Imagine if you had 12 nips.
God. Yeah, you wouldn't know what to do with them, would you? What would you do with 12 nips?
Dogs and stuff do, don't they?
12 nips. They have a lot of nipples. Yeah.
What would you do with 12 nipples?
I'd have the top off all the time and just let people tweak my nipples.
No, I'm saying like if you went to go and take someone's top off and they had 12 nipples. So you've whipped the top off and you're like, oh, great, let me see these things.
So I mean, which one? Oh.
What do you mean, which one for what?
To, you know.
To what?
Which one do I go for?
To what?
Get in there. Oh. Very confusing.
Oh, wow. On that note, give us a call.
Hayley Steinfeld and Zed, give us a call. 1060. If you do something and you think you're the only person in the world that does that thing, give us a call. We're going to find out if that is the case. Jess, how are you, mate? You got something that you think you're the only one in the world that does it?
Well, it's actually not me. I'm actually the pretty normal one in a relationship. It's my partner.
Yeah.
Every time we have food, not every time, but, you know, breakfast, lunch, or dinner.
Yeah.
My partner, because we've got two dogs and they're like our babies, he actually feeds them out of his mouth like a mother bird.
Oh!
That is something else.
Like a bird?
Yeah.
That is
vile.
Can we get your partner on the phone to talk to you?
We've got the one. That is rank.
Can we call her partner? Get him
he would actually murder me. As long as he doesn't, his name isn't disclosed, I'm sure, but I think he'd actually murder me.
All right, well, wow. Jess, you're in the game. You're playing.
You're playing 30, for him.
131060.
Can I ask one more question, Jess? Yeah, 131060, if you do this, if you feed your kid like a bird, so it's in your mouth. And
no,
the,
not no, your the, kid, the a dog.
Oh.
The pet.
Because
feed the pet.
Mums actually do it with their kids.
Oh.
But to hear about the dog, is it actual, wait, one more question. Is it dog food or real food?
No, like our food, real
okay,
food.
Okay, just wanted to check.
And hang on, Jess. I don't want to get too weird here, but does he chew the food first and then puts it in their mouth?
It really depends what type of food it is.
Oh. And what
so if he's got a bit of steak, does he, you know, mush it down in his own? Oh, that's
And what kind of dogs are they? Are they big dogs, little dogs?
They're medium. I mean, Staffy, Cross Kelpie and Ridgeback.
Oh.
Does he open his mouth and let the dog, like, get in there like it's eating out of a bowl, or is it, like, sort of like a spit out?
To be honest, I kind of just leave half the time.
Oh my God, Jess, so you don't know. All right, no more questions. 131060 is the number. Is Jess's partner the only one that does this? Do you have pets? And when you have dinner, do you eat your food, chew it, and then spit it back into their mouth like a bird? Jess, this is Corey from Baldivis.
Hey, how you going?
Hey, Corey.
Hey, hi. Jess, you're not the only one.
Oh, no! Like, what? Corey, is this you?
Yes.
Mate.
Is it with a dog as well, Corey?
Yes, my two boxers.
So you let both of them go at it?
Yes, they take turns, female first, male second.
Oh, my God.
So why do you...
I think he does the same thing, actually. Mia first, Mia second.
And so, Corey, you'll get a piece of food, you chew it, and then... I mean, have you got a partner or, you know, someone you live with?
Yes, I do. Okay. And he also does it.
How does this come about? Why, you know, I thought when you get a pet that you feed it in a bowl, like that's what most people do, right? How did it come about you feeding the dogs out of your mouth?
Well, they shouldn't beg while we eat, but we love them too much. So, of course, they're always around us while we're eating. Whichever meal it is, they probably get a quarter of whatever I'm eating, whether it's curry or Mexican or a chip. I mean,
a chip.
Whatever it is, it comes out.
So you can't just put a plate on the floor for the dogs?
Yes, absolutely. They get their two meals a day each, but on top of that, you know, breakfast and when we get home from work, what's ours is theirs.
Corey, do you do it at the end of the meal, or will you tuck into half a steak, get the dog into your mouth, and then keep going?
Often they'll actually get the first part. If I'm really hungry and I'm enjoying it too much, sometimes I feel really bad and I'll have to give them the last bit. But without a doubt,
they get the first mouthful.
Why can't you just hand it to them with your hands?
Oh, it's a bit boring, you know. Try to mix it up a bit. Good question. Yeah, I've just found myself doing it. Yeah.
Oh. Sorry, Corey. Just once again. Do you lie on the ground, mouth open, and then let them just get in there? Is that the way it works?
If I'm in a really good mood, it has happened, but no, usually I'm just sitting there. I'm too hungry to do any of that. But yeah, I mean, I'm open for anything.
No, your mouth is anyway.
Like it, mate. Thanks for the call, Jess. You can tell your partner that there are other people. He is not the only one that. Does that make you feel a little bit better, maybe?
I'm pretty sure he's listening.
Yeah, okay. Oh, well, there you go.
Good on you for calling, mate.
Thanks so much for the call, Jess.
Thanks for catching up on your favourite show on this podcast. Now, if you're a tragic Twitterer, you upload on Instagram or you stream all your favourite songs, you're going to love this deal from Ovo Mobile. Switch to an Ovo data sim now and you'll score an unbelievable 50 gigs for $59.95 on 4G. No contracts, no catches, and no more texts telling you about the additional $10 for 1 gig added to your already expensive phone plans. Can I get an amen? And as if that isn't brilliant enough, Ovo is going to give you the first month half price. So let's break this down. One whole month to enjoy 50 gigs on 4G for just $59.95 and the first month half price. 50 gigs of YouTube, social media, FaceTime, Tinder, whatever you want on the World Wide Web for half the price I know I was paying before I made the switch. ilovedata.com.au. You can open up the website right now while we get back to your favourite show.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
But in the meantime, we've got this girl on the show. Come on.
Yeah. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome
our next guest. Born in 1985 into a talented family. Walking around on broken legs. This Sydney-sider grew a love for theatre. This love was recognised in 2008 when she took home Best Newcomer and Best Supporting Actress in the 2008 Sydney Theatre Awards. Television roles on All Saints and Spirited saw her gain more experience. And it was in 2011, after moving to New York, that she was cast in the series Orange is the New Black. Please welcome the super lovely Yael Stone.
Hello, welcome.
You guys, that was real fancy. Thank you.
Oh, the best opener you've ever had?
I think it's right up there. That's a big old opener.
Okay, I want to talk to you about your new series on SBS, but I want to get the Orange is the New Black chat out of the way. So, Will and Woody haven't really watched a lot of Orange is the New Black.
Boo.
I know, because it's so hugely successful. But for those who don't know you by name, you play Lorna Morello. And you are famous for your accent.
Yeah, I do play Lorna. It's a fictionalized version of a memoir by Piper Kerman, who did spend time in Danbury Prison, which is where Litchfield is based. And we basically follow her adventures through prison. I've been working on the show since the first episode, and now we are currently shooting season 5, so we've been on a bit of a ride.
Wow. Heidi keeps talking about this accent, though, Yael. Yeah. What accent do you have?
Lorna's got kind of a cocktail of Brooklyn and Boston vowels. It's a bit of a mess, but it's pretty fun and scary, especially as an Australian, to be doing such a strong sound.
You must be pinching yourself, Yael. How long after moving to New York did you get the role on Orange is the New Black?
It was about 4 months of very dodgy waitressing from me.
Hang on, what's the difference between normal waitressing and dodgy waitressing?
Normal waitressing, the orders go through. With me, it's questionable.
And also, were you practicing your accent in and around Brooklyn at this time? Like, was that a... Were you getting looks and stuff? Because that it obviously wouldn't really sit.
I guess you're always influenced by where you live, and the sights and smells and sounds are kind of around you. And especially, you know, it was early days of me moving here, so I was kind of, you know, feeling like a bit of a sponge. And I was living in South Brooklyn at the time.
Mm.
I can't remember if I was trying to trick people with my accent. I don't recall, but that sounds like something I might do.
Can you give the boys a little snippet of your accent so that they know what I'm talking about?
So you want me to kind of do a performing monkey thing? Is that what's going on at 5 yeah, in the morning?
I want a coffee.
You know what? I'm joking. Of course I'll do it. Here it is. There it is. I'm the monkey. I'm doing the accent.
Wow.
Oh, it's so good. It's so good. All right. Now we've got Orange is the New Black chat out of the way. Let's talk about your new character, which so many people are raving about it already on Deepwater, which is airing on SBS tonight. You are playing Detective Tori.
That's correct. Yeah, she's a pretty tough little lady.
Yeah.
It was really exciting to play someone just so different to Lorna, and I've had some wonderful experiences over the last year of kind of really playing very different people. We just had an episode of High Maintenance, this awesome HBO show, come out where I'm, wow, you know, a mushroom dealing dog walker.
Okay.
And so I've got to do lots of different things this year.
Oh, what?
Yeah, a mushroom.
Sorry. Is that just sounds like a little game where they've just said grab a job and grab an activity and put them together, and that's your part. Oh, wow. What says you're a mushroom dealing dog walker? Is the dog walking the hobby, or are you professionally walking dogs while also dealing? But, like, you know, have you got a business card for the dog walking, or is it just a side thing?
It's all professional.
Oh,
it's
right.
All professional.
Okay. 100%
committed. It's actually all told from the dog's perspective. So it's pretty gorgeous.
That's cool.
Wow. So you've gone from a prisoner to a detective to a drug dealer who walks dogs.
Yeah, I'm really walking the line, huh?
Can you tell us a little bit more about your character? Because when I was watching the little promo, you are one tiny little pocket rocket who's this amazing detective who they're saying is kind of like a new generational detective.
Yeah, so the story is basically dealing with real-life events that happened in Sydney, mm-hmm, from the mid-80s to the early 90s.
Okay.
They're truly shocking events that sadly we don't know a lot about because there hasn't been a lot of open discussion. My character, Tori Lustigman, she's like a dog at a bone with this case. It gets really
a dog at a mushroom with a bone? Or
a dog at a bone, yeah.
Yael, thanks very much for joining us. And have a wonderful day. And, we'll see you on our TV screens tonight on SBS at 8:30.
Thanks so much for having me, guys. And take a watch. I think everyone's going to be really interested in this show.
The Heidi, Will and Woody Catch-Up on Hit 92.9. Mm. It's friend of the show, Will Anderson.
Hello, Will. How are you, mate?
Oh, good morning. Good
Hello?
Morning. Oh, guys, there has been miracles in the world this year. We talk about Leicester City in the English Premier League. Mm-hmm. We talk about the Cleveland Cavaliers, mm-hmm, in the NBA. We talk about the Cronulla Sharks in the NRL. But there is no greater miracle in Australia than I actually made it to the taping of Gruen last night.
Why? What has been happening, mate, in your world, Will?
Oh, man, I'm just glad this week I don't have kids.
Wait, has something big occurred, mate? Do you got something to tell us?
Look, here's the thing. The Western Bulldogs won the
game. Oh, there we go!
We were waiting to see how long it would take you.
Oh, yeah, mate.
It's so good, guys, because it's so good I don't have kids because I don't have to lie that the birth of my kids was the best day of my life. This Saturday was the best day of my life, and there is no way that could be a birth of a kid. You didn't wait 62 years for your kid to be born, mate.
Now, mate, I did see you tweet the other day. I think this was on Monday. I think on Monday you tweeted, look, just a bit of a sensitive ears warning for anyone with kids in the cars at the moment. I'm not really sure what Will's been up to or what he's going to say here, but you tweeted on Monday, not sure if I'm going to be making the taping of Gruen.
Yeah.
So can you just run us through your weekend?
Yeah.
Like, No, you can't.
So you can't tell us, do you even remember any of it?
Oh, I know some of it, and they're the bits I definitely know.
Was it like,
essentially my body, I woke up like Guy Pearce in Memento, except it was just nightclub.
Did you get to party with some of the Bulldogs boys?
There was a point at 12:30 at the after party where I was hugging Easton Wood, and I had a glass of champagne in both hands as I'm cuddling him behind his back, and then suddenly, like a magic trick, there was no glasses of champagne in either of them. So I just kept cuddling him and kicked those under the table and thought maybe I should move on from here.
Mate, I seriously was so happy for you. I mean, the amount of time, and for everybody playing at home, I know Will is obviously on Gruen, but Will spends a large amount of his life as the most vocal, sort of well-pronounced advocate of the Western Bulldogs. You've got a podcast called Two Blokes, One Cup. If you haven't listened to it already, it is absolutely brilliant. Go and wrap your ears around it, because it is largely about the fact that between you and the bloke that you're podcasting with, you've only won premiership, one premiership between you. You need to change the name of the podcast now, mate.
Oh, I don't care. I might not even do the podcast now. I think I've fixed that problem. What else do I need to fix? I've done a podcast about that. It's one of those things where I don't even know how to go on with my life now. This is literally the only thing that's kept me going this whole time. It's the idea that I had to live long enough to see the Bulldogs win the flag, and now I have. I mean, the truth of it is, guys, like, Gruen finishes tonight. The Bulldogs have won the premiership.
Yeah,
it's all over. Donald Trump's going to be president in 8 weeks. I'm just going to build a bunker in the next 8 weeks. Fill it with replays of this season of the Bulldogs, and I'm going to go down there and let you guys work Trump out. I don't care.
Hey, Will, I know we could talk Bulldogs to you all day. I mean,
you definitely could.
Do you mention it all through your show tonight on Gruen? Like, how do you perform tonight? How are we going to see you?
No. I mean, here's what I will say, honestly, is I thought I was not too bad last night until just towards the end of the show, you'll notice I start to drink a lot of water. I was like, I've done pretty well tonight. And then my mouth was like, you're not getting away with
it. It's great to hear, mate. Thank you so much for joining us. I know how much of a big weekend you've had. Congratulations again on what was just the best victory for, you know, I honestly think, I mean, obviously apart from my club winning premiership, it couldn't have been any better for everybody else. That was just, it was the ultimate Australian story, really. The underdog. Dog, all the great characters involved, the moment with Bob Murphy and Luke Beveridge, it just had everything you could have wanted, a great game. So I can't believe we're talking more footy than we are, Gruen, with you. But Gruen is, of course, on tonight for the final episode with Will Anderson, Todd Sampson and Russell Howcroft on the ABC.
And you can all look for the moment that Will is really feeling his weekend. Yeah. About 10 minutes to go, Will?
Yeah, about 10 minutes to go. For my mug.
There's a nice drinking game you can play. Every time Will goes for a drink of water, everyone has a shot.
don't do that. You certainly won't make it to you.
Thanks for joining us, Will Anderson, for the last time, mate. It's been a pleasure, as always. And best of luck with whatever else goes on. You need to find yourself a new podcast, mate. We'll catch you later.
Bunkercast, guys. I'm just going to do it.
Bunkercast. See you, Will.
Have a great one, mate.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch-up on Hit 92.9.
Right now, we've got this bloke on the show.
We're seeing Damian Martin onto the floor.
Just a little hound dog on the defensive end.
Reaching in, Damian Martin took it away from him. Chipped around at the ball there. But Wildcats are
on the prowl. Damian Martin.
Hello.
A little hound dog in defence.
And a bit of Wildcats rap. Every year we get asked by people, can you please make a remix? But you can't beat that. It'd be a waste of time. It'd be like doing a remix of Titanic but letting it stay afloat. It wouldn't be the same. No. You'd be ruining it.
Hey, welcome, Marto. First time in the studio ahead of the big opener tomorrow night in Brisbane. The Brisbane Bullets.
Yeah, they're back.
Is it a new franchise?
They were in the league for a number of years, had a lot of success, but then my 10th year in the league, so my rookie season was the last time the Brisbane Bullets were in the NBL, so it's great to have them back.
Yeah.
And exciting to be the first team they're going to play against after all these years. So heading on over to Brisbane today, so off to the airport as soon as we're finished here.
Oh, you reckon you can knock them out?
Yeah. We're not out of the competition again. It's been 9 years. They've served their time. It's good to have them back. But No, look, as you know, it's great to have them, but we do want to spoil their first game.
Yeah,
but,
yeah, and just beat them, get them back into receivership, bankrupt them, get them out of there.
Well, mate, they did steal two of our players, Tommy.
Yeah, that's
Jervis,
right.
Jermaine
that's
Beals,
right. So Jermaine Beals over there as well.
That big guy.
Yeah, Tommy. So 6'11". He was a great player. He's a Perth boy, but he's loving it over in Brisbane so far. And he just had a baby girl also, so it'd be good to get over there and meet his little bub.
What I was going to ask you what the goal is with all these guys having babies. So Jesse Wagstaff, Greg Heyer, they're both due to have kids with their partners. You've just had Maggie. What did you guys all plan it?
Look, I don't want to start any rumours here, but yeah, obviously we don't get up to much in the off season, so what can we time here? But no, it's been wonderful. So obviously, my wife Brittany had Maggie a few weeks ago.
Yep.
Jesse and his wife had a bub a week ago.
Yeah,
and now Greg Hire and Ainsley they're next. So and Tommy Jervis, who was a former teammate, they had one about a month ago. So it's amazing.
Oh, wow.
All these babies. So it's going from all the the wives and girlfriends sitting at the games, enjoying themselves, having a bit of a party, to now they'll be breastfeeding and nursing.
Yeah.
So it's a bit of a change, but all of us are over the moon about it.
Do you get a bit competitive with who has the best baby?
Oh, yeah, you're all super sportsmen, competitive. Like, yeah, it's just by nature. Like Jesse and Stephanie, they have a beautiful girl, absolutely stunning. Mm. But like every other parent, as soon as they lose, Maggie's better. No, we've been very fortunate that we've got a couple of healthy, beautiful bubs, and Greg's next.
What are the handles like on Maggie? I mean, I don't know why you're laughing. We had Maddie Knight in here a couple of years ago, and I remember when he had his first kid, I think she was 4 months old and she was dunking pretty cleanly.
Pressure is on.
Yeah, the pressure is on. Well, she was already like 5 foot tall at 6 months.
Yeah, so. That is true. Well, I'm convinced that Greg Hire, his baby's going to come out with a top knot and a moustache and a big nose. So we'll see how we go.
Hey, Damo, look, there is a lot of hype in the city at the moment. I was actually driving down Kings Park Road the other day, saw all of your mugs all the way down there on these big flags. Very, very exciting, but also kind of juxtaposed with the fact that you have got all these kids. There's a bit of dual responsibility.
Mm. It is. It's amazing going from being able to switch off, because obviously I'm one of those guys that unfortunately would carry a loss or a bad training to home. Mm. Yep. But now I walk in the door and it's like, Damien, your time to change a nappy. I'm like, oh, great. So it is, but it's a beautiful way. Yeah. It's a nice life balance. So as soon as I do get home, it's straight into life as a father as opposed to life as a sportsman.
Yeah, mate, I know. It must be seriously hard, but I'm going to try and push those limitations to the limit up next. You being a father, you being a sportsman, it's going to involve a call to your coach, and it's going to happen here on Heidi, Will and Woody ahead of the Wildcats opening game up next.
Maybe say something like, we're pretty sure Brittany's about to say her first word. I don't want to miss
it. Not Brittany.
Maggie.
Sorry, Maggie's about to say it. Brittany's already talking.
My wife. Big day. Brittany talks.
We're confident that your wife can talk.
I married a mute, so this is a big day.
Yeah, would you be okay with calling Trevor and just say, look, mate, Brittany's actually said to me that we're pretty confident that Maggie might say her first words today. She wants me to be around for the first words. I might have to miss the game.
I'm totally fine with it, but whoever is on the board, get ready for the beeps. Okay? just a little heads up.
All right, great. All right. Have you got the number there?
I do.
Are you nervous?
I'm a little nervous.
This is good because you would be nervous about ringing your coach anyway to tell him this.
All right. Gleason. Hey, Trev, how are you, mate?
Hang on.
Yep.
Hello.
Hey, mate, how are you?
Mate, I got you in the car. How are you doing?
I'm not too bad. A little stressed out. Brittany has done a lot recently and not sleeping that well, and she was wondering if I'd be able to stick at home for the next few days. I know you're supposed to be going to the airport and Brisbane's a big game, but she is through the roof.
So, what just done?
She
okay?
Yeah, no, Brittany's fine. She's like, it's the first game of the season. It doesn't matter that much. Any chance you could stick around for a couple of days and get ready for Saturday?
Mate, putting me in a bit of a pickle here. What she just needs you there, or what's...
She thinks Maggie's going to take her first steps, so she doesn't want me to miss that. Trev, you should definitely listen to 92.9 shortly because we're teeing you up.
Hey,
Trev.
Trev,
it's a joke, mate. He's in. He's playing.
Oh, you did well. I told them.
You love you like a brother, but that's
far. I was expecting. I told them, look, get ready for the beeps. Get ready for the profanity. You handled it well. I think I was actually a chance.
Well, I might have to put the gear on and play myself.
Thanks very much, then, right,
thanks
Trevor.
For seeing you.
Wowee. Oh, Damo, you're a good sport,
Damo,
mate.
You were so good. You were nervous.
Well, there was that awkward silence where he was weighing up whether to fire me on the spot or say, yeah, stay home with your wife. So, no, he handled it well.
Oh, Brittany, she's out there going as if he's chucking me in it.
Oh, mate, you're a really good sport, Damo. Oh. Thanks very much for that, mate. And hey, mate, massive game tomorrow night in Brisbane. It's where you're kicking things off. And then the first home game, this is probably the one that everybody here needs to know about, is this Saturday, kicking off the Wildcats season, the Red Army. Get down to Perth Arena. Tickets are on sale now at Ticketek. You guys will probably sell that out, I'm sure. Oh,
yeah. I hope so. It's the return of Nate Jawa. So he was our, you know, one of our stars last year when we won the championship. He's returning to Perth. First game of the season at Perth Arena. It's going to be amazing. You'll see me sitting on the bench now that I won't be playing, courtesy of Trev. but it'll be a great night.
You're a great fella, Damo. I look forward to having you in across the season, mate. And great luck. Good luck. I'm sorry, man.
We're all nervous.
I'm sorry about that. I was worried for you, mate. Catch you later, Dave.
Thanks, guys.
See you, mate.
The Heidi, Will and Woody catch up on Hit 92.9.
Massive gig, Hides. You're going to be going. You'll be front
this
row.
This is huge. So to start off is New Zealand and Australian tour is kicking off here in Perth on March 6th. And we have the hottest tickets in town to give away every single day on our show. We give away two double passes.
Yeah, the Purpose World Tour, Monday the 6th of March, 2017, NIB Stadium. Tickets on sale 12 p.m. Wednesday the 12th of October at ticketmaster.com.au. Now, these people, if you're not a Bieber fan, the good stuff to get out of this is just the delirium that these people are experiencing to get their hands on tickets.
And we can make anyone do anything, it's really.
Woody made a bunch of them go to McDonald's all over Perth before.
I've had 12 cheeseburgers, a large fries. It's been delightful this morning. I love this competition.
I mean, last time we got someone to call up that we made them just thank a whole bunch of people, including the Prime Minister at one stage.
You're welcome, Turnbull.
Maybe thank the Prime Minister.
Thank you, Prime Minister.
Yeah, very good. It's just...
Can you just say...
Amazing. So, as you can imagine, we've asked people to call up for Bieber tickets. A whole bunch of them called up. I'm going to read out a name here. Remember, if you swear, you're not getting the tickets. All right? So, I'm going to say this person's name. They haven't got them yet. They've got to do something before they get them. Okay? So, Amy from Kelmscott, how are you?
Oh, my God. So good. Thank you.
Hi, Amy. Are you a bit nervous?
Yes.
Okay. So, you got a chance to win Bieber tickets.
Okay.
So, the first thing I need you to do is make the sound of a cow.
Okay.
Great, very good.
Cow. Very nasally cow. A cow with a blocked nose.
A bit like a sheep.
And now, can you give me a turkey, please? Yeah, very good.
Pretty good as well.
Pretty good. Actually. Now, what I want you to do is I need you to have a cow and a turkey meet in a field and they have a conversation about the weather. Go.
Ah, so the cow was asking the turkey if it's going to rain later this afternoon.
Exactly.
Yeah, it's really good. You actually summed that up really well. And the cow was so curious.
That was so good, and I can't believe that you let Will make you do that.
Hey, Amy.
Yes.
Oh, God, there's just anything, isn't there?
Okay, go one more.
Okay, all right. Oh, who's your boyfriend at the moment, Amy?
Maybe Justin Bieber, I don't know.
Oh, damn it. I'm really trying to weasel as much out of you. Okay, Amy, you can have tickets. You've been a great sport, mate.
Yes, thank you
I can't
so
believe.
Much.
Congratulations, mate. You're going to see Justin Bieber on March 6th.
Yay, you've made my year.
And now sing your Justin year. Bieber's song, Sorry, as a turkey. Go.
Mate, you're going along Justin Bieber, 2017 NIB Stadium on March 6th.
Thank Congratulations. You.
Love you too, mate.
You
great hate. Job. Oh, my Lord.
Heidi, Will and Woody, weekday mornings on Hit 92.9.